Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dwayne Dvorsky. I am your host for this morning's show. Johnny Tan will return next week. He has been away attending to a family emergency. His mom passed away 2 weeks ago in Malaysia. I would like to welcome everyone to the weekly From My Mama's Talk radio show. George Stranahan was to be my guest for this morning's show, and we were going to discuss his latest book, A Predicament of Innocence, Might the Schools Help? Having been a photographer and progressive educator for 56 years, George was going to take us on a pictorial journey of a provocative collection of essays and photographs of local school children, exploring the art of teaching the minds of children and how the current educational infrastructure stifles the growth of both. Unfortunately, Mr. Stranahan withdrew at the last minute from today's live show due to a personal matter. His book, Predicament of Innocence, Might the Schools Help?, is a brief but interesting read. Having taught secondary schools for 21 years before retiring a few years back myself, I certainly see some of the merits in the book attempts to present. As a teacher of mathematics in the New York City school system, I believe learning is everybody's responsibility, and that the ultimate success of a student is the responsibility of the student, parent, and the teacher. George Stranahan's book is a journey through a pictorial essay that captures the visions of those it encapsulates. Embellished with quotes from writers, speakers, and visionaries, Stranahan presents a window into the world of children. The faces of these children photographed in the book remind us of who we are, where we came from, and provide us a glimpse of where we are going. Some pictures show kids eager to participate, while others showed a withdrawal attitude. The implication may be that while some merely watched teachers, others are engaged. Our glimpse into the motivation behind some of the expressions tend to make the reader feel that something dramatic is going on inside that person's head. Although we may never know, at least we can see that the person is moved. I have also seen these expressions in students in classes I have taught as well. And yes, I have often wondered what they meant. What I have seen in my classrooms was represented either by a lack of participation or an intense interest of the subject matter. Consequently, many of these bold expressions have appeared in the book. It's not just the subject matter, but the passion of the teacher. The teacher's passion drives the enthusiasm of the students. Many eagerly embrace this because they possess the natural drive and curiosity within themselves to learn. It's only a matter of the teacher's skill to bring it all out. The larger the question, then, is how does a teacher reach out for those students who remain withdrawn? One of the larger concerns about education is the nature of bureaucracy under which it operates. Bureaucracy, by its own nature, stifles learning due to its compartmentalization of mindsets. Bureaucrats often hide behind bluffs that surround their position and protect them. There was a case of a boy named Trouble, whom I came to know as a disconnected, troubled child. He walked over to an open third-floor window one day during class, dangled one of his legs over the edge, and announced, "Teacher, I'm going to jump." I regarded the student concerned and wondered what I should say to this young, troubled man to convince him to step down. Consequently, I called his bluff. "Do you need some help?" I said. He looked back at me oddly, withdrew his leg from the window and said, "Aw, come on, Mr. D," and didn't jump. There lies the connection in a strange sort of way. The student saw that I cared enough to acknowledge him. This incident bonded us in a strange new way, making him realize that I cared. The remaining students saw the situation as a lesson in connection. Remember that I started out as a student. I became a parent and ended up as a teacher. So I've worn all three hats. You can purchase a copy of Predicament of Innocence, Might the Schools Help, by going to From My Mama's Kitchen website under the FMMK Talk Radio Upcoming Show tab. Similar discussions of a pedagogical nature can be found on my blog at ConcreteJungleJournal.com. Now, on with this morning's show. I would like to take this opportunity to share with you a quick preview of our upcoming episodes scheduled for the coming weeks. In keeping with our long-standing tradition of bringing you the best experts in their field that are actively contributing to making our global village a better place, here is our lineup. Next Tuesday morning, Johnny Tan welcomes Mary Beth Martson, the founder of Real Look Autism and co-author of the latest Chicken Soup of the Soul book, Raising Kids on the Spectrum. Since April is Autism Awareness Month, From My Mama's Kitchen is proud to work in concert with Chicken Soup for the Soul to bring this special broadcast to kick off this awareness campaign. Mary Beth will be sharing stories from other parents and experts covering everything from the serious side and the challenges to the lighter side to inspire and uplift parents of children with autism and Asperger's syndrome. Oh, by the way, From My Mama's Kitchen has been partnering with Chicken Soup for the Soul since last August to bring you their latest books and authors every fourth Tuesday of the month. We hope you have been enjoying these special broadcasts for the last several months and are looking forward to future broadcasts. On Tuesday morning, April 2nd, Jenny Milchman will be joining Johnny to talk about her current national tour to promote the literary holiday that she founded called Take Your Child to a Bookstore Day. This event is celebrated in over 350 bookstores across the U.S. Jenny will also be discussing her debut thriller novel, Cover of Snow, which was released by Random House this past January. Next, Celise Berry, the founder and executive director of Out and Equal Workplace Advocates, will be joining Johnny on Tuesday, April 9th. Celise will be discussing her organization's work in creating safe and equitable workplaces for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people around the world. Her book, Out and Equal at Work, released this past February, provides concrete examples of how workplaces around the globe can value, affirm, and protect their diverse employees. Openly lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender executives and leaders tell their personal coming out stories and share firsthand accounts of how they work to bring lasting change to their workplaces. Many of them discuss their initial fears, the transformation and support that was needed to ensure their company is safe and equitable work environment. Moving along now, on Tuesday morning, April 16th, Johnny welcomes Marcela Maris. Born in Rio de Janeiro, Marcela is an actress, writer, lawyer, and a monthly columnist for the Orange County Register in Southern California. She also works for a multinational aerospace company. The storyline of her debut sci-fi novel, The Chosen Gaia, mirrors Marcela's life, which started as a dream when she was a teenager and has remained with her through 10 living arrangements and even multiple countries. Both The Chosen of Gaia and Meredith's personal story deeply resonate in finding inspiration and empowerment through the home, establishing deep family bonds, no matter where one's house may be. Then, on Tuesday morning, April 23rd, Johnny discusses another Chicken Soup for the Soul release. Finally, as a Mother's Day special broadcast, Christine Gross-Lowe will be joining Johnny on Tuesday morning, May 7th. A mother of four kids, two boys and two girls, Christine is a freelance writer, book author, and an experienced speaker on parenting. Her fascination with global parenting began when she was a child, growing up as a Korean-American daughter of immigrant parents in the small town of Pennsylvania. Christine earned a PhD from Harvard University in East Asian history. She is a contributing mother to Mothering.com. Her latest book, Parenting Without Borders, Surprising Lessons Parents Around the World Can Teach Us, coming out May 2013, is a narrative and research-backed exploration of the myriad ways parents raise their children around the world. Drawing on academic studies, conversations with dozens of parents, experts, and teachers, as well as her own experiences as a parent abroad, Parenting Without Borders reveals the surprising and often hidden ways in which culture shapes how we raise our children. Christine realizes how becoming aware of the cultural norms that influence our parenting will broaden our perspective in surprising ways that can benefit us and our children. Having given you a quick preview of these exciting upcoming shows, I hope you will join us as we strive to bring you the very best of mom and family programs that aim to entertain and educate listeners. I was honored to have the opportunity to guest host from My Mama's Kitchen talk radio show for the last 3 weeks. I have enjoyed myself immensely and have learned a great deal from my guests. The show not only engaged me from a host perspective, but also as a student, father, and teacher. For those of you who are curious about engaging stories, watch for details about my new upcoming show on Alpha Centauri and beyond, and discussions on my blog at dwaynedworsky.com. My co-host, Christine Avoine, and I will be discussing science literature, science fiction literature, and science fiction movies. For additional information, go to alphacentauriandbeyond.com. Since From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio Show is about people, family, and recipes for living, here is my recipe for living. I say, live life by participating, or it will pass you by. Too often, we hear of people putting off doing things, making excuses, and procrastinating. I say, get in the driver's seat and take the reins. Get off your couch and swing into action. Dive into the cockpit and be the pilot of your life. It's only your actions that propel you and give you a legacy. Taking a passive stance in life just drops you at the rear of the crowd. For example, when I reached the troubled youth who threatened to jump, I not only managed to save myself a lot of paperwork that day, but I gained a new form of respect and admiration from the rest of my students as well, because I cared about trouble and made a connection that was totally not expected. Participate or life will pass you by, I say. Now, in closing the show, to all of our listeners, thank you for being here and sharing part of my life. It has truly been a pleasure for me. Please join Johnny Tan next Tuesday morning. As I had mentioned earlier, Johnny's guest will be Mary Beth Martson. She is the founder of Real Look Autism and co-author of the latest Chicken of the Soup Soul book, Raising Kids on the Spectrum. Mary Beth will be sharing stories from other parents and experts, covering everything from the serious side and the challenges to the lighter side, to inspire and uplift parents of children with autism and Asperger's syndrome. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. Thank you all for listening, and have a great week. Bye-bye.